Hello, I'm Mahendra Gupte. Let's look at Chapter 12, Exim Logistics. Exports. What is the process? Purchase. Buyers identify the product, service and place an order. What does the buyer do? The buyer issues a purchase order once decision is made. Prepare the international order. On the receipt of order, prepare documents and consider marking requirements. Prepare export document, make export declaration, B13A, commercial invoice, certificate of origin, permits are made. Carrier, select the carrier, make way bill and ship. Notify importing country, customs department of sent goods, foreign customs, importer submits commercial invoice, carrier way bill, certificate of origin and other documents on arrival of goods. Customs clearance is obtained by payment of duties. Goods received and proof of delivery. Goods received are confirmed by issuing a payment advice, which is proof of delivery of the goods. What are the advantages for exports? Increase sales and profits, opens a larger market. Gain global market shares. With exports, companies get an opportunity to be part of the global market. Enhance domestic competitiveness. Improve quality of products in domestic market. Compensate for seasonal demands, offers an alternate market and reduce effect of seasonal demand. Let's look at the advantages for exports. Opens a larger market. Now you have, besides the domestic market that you have been operating in, you have a bigger market, that is that export country. With exports, companies get an opportunity to be part of the global market. So, over a period of time, you are now recognized, your brand is now recognized globally. Enhance domestic competitiveness. Unless you are competitive and have a much higher quality in terms in your business of the product in the domestic market, you cannot definitely compete in the international market. So, once you make your presence globally, that means you have already become extremely competitive and quality conscious in the domestic market. Offers an alternate market, that means you get over the seasonal demand problem that you face in your domestic market. Diversification, multiple markets help to diversify their risk as dependence is not with one country or client. Sell excess production capacity, excess production can be sold without discounting the prices. Gain new knowledge and experience, modification of product, for new market, enhances knowledge and experience. What does the diversification do? The diversification helps to reduce the dependence on only one market, one country, one region. Sell excess production capacity. When you have excess capacity available, you need not try and discount the product because you have got extra volume to be sold. Gain new knowledge and experience. Whenever you enter a new market, there are always local demands or local customization that you need to do. When you get into customization for a new market, your product knowledge and experience increases and you make a much better product even for the domestic market. What are the challenges of exports? Product modification. Identify and adopt modifications to satisfy customers with additional time and cost. Extra costs, invest in manpower and other resources to develop a new market with a risk of spending more. Government export licenses and documentation. It is advised to research all the permit and documentation requirements much before accepting the first order to a new country. So what are the challenges? Export modifications, you need to understand what the new country customer requires and start making modifications to that, where there would be an investment of not only time but also costs. Extra costs in investing in manpower and other resources to develop a new market. Export licenses and documentation. It is always better to first understand and research all the documents, permits, rules and regulations before you start accepting any new orders from a country which you are entering for the first time. Market information, advice to collect all information on the markets, although time consuming but necessary. It would be wise to understand what are the brands, your competition in the market, what are the ways that, what are the practices in that market in terms of credits, in terms of exposures, in terms of how the actual process of selling and buying happens. Because that would give you a lot of insights and prepare you to handle those markets in the future. The above mentioned challenges implies that export operation is a challenging task and should be executed carefully. The most important operational activity is the logistics. Let's look at now imports. What are the risks involved? Currency risk. Currency fluctuates on a daily basis, which could affect the final amount payable. Transportation risk, risks, perils of transport, non-delivery or non-conformance. Product quality and delivery can be ensured with use of third parties. The currency risk, we all know, are the Indian currency keeps fluctuating against the dollar, and most foreign most imports are with dollar currencies most of the time. Transportation risks, we all know what can be the perils of transport, especially when goods are arriving by sea. Non-delivery or non-performance. What happens if you have imported a product but the product doesn't perform the way it should be performing, which means that there could be a problem of delivery or rather quality with respect to the product. How do you ensure this or how do you overcome this? You can appoint third parties to do an inspection and check the product before it is shipped from by your exporter. Trader risk. Governments may change or restrict payment processes, preventing importer from paying. Country risk. Change in the government policy may affect the imports with importer or exporter. Foreign currency. Many countries regulate the transfer of money and conversion of foreign currency. So further risks are trader risk. Governments may change or restrict payment processes, preventing the importer from actually making payment to the exporter. Country risk, changes in the government policy may affect the imports and importer or exporter. Let's say you have placed an order and now there is a sanction against that country, which means that you cannot import that material from your exporter. Foreign currency, many currencies regulate the transfer of money and conversion of foreign currency. This is true for a lot many of the African countries where their banking infrastructure in the country is pretty weak, as a result of which the banking happens only through other foreign banks and from other countries, as well as many countries have regulations as to paying a transfer of money from their country to any other country outside. The various reasons for the import of goods are availability. A company is not able to produce or grow the product in the home country. Price. Certain products are cheaper when imported from a foreign country, example Chinese toys. Prestige or cash. Products like champagne, electronic goods, certain fruits, fashion goods, etc. are imported as they carry a prestige for the user. Examples, French perfumes, Belgian chocolates, and so on. What are the reasons for imports? Availability. Many a times, the product is not manufactured or you are the first person trying to import the product into the country and the product is completely new for your market. Price. Certain products are cheaper when imported from a foreign country. We've all seen what Chinese materials or products do. Then there is prestige. A lot many times, certain brands or certain items, certain branded items have a certain prestige value attached to it. Imports pros and cons. Advantages of imports helps countries and individuals to access best products, services from across the globe. Provides cheap resourcing of products and thus give a price edge to the importer. Imports can improve the standard of living of people of that country by making product available at a cheaper price. So the advantages are many. Helps countries and individuals to accept best products, services from across the globe. Imports can improve the standard of living of people of that country by making products available. What are the disadvantages? Domestic businesses are unable to compete with the imported goods in terms of quality, price, etc. Imports lead to loss of valuable foreign exchange. Decrease in demand for local goods may lead to unemployment and business closures. So domestic businesses could get affected if you have goods imported at much cheaper price but better quality. Imports leads to loss of foreign valuable foreign exchange for a country which is already strapped of foreign exchange. Decrease in demand for local goods. If imported goods are much better in quality, there is going to be a decrease in the demand for the local goods, which could lead to unemployment and business closures. Let's understand the import process. Purchase locates international suppliers for his product or service and negotiates transactions, etc. Buyer issues purchase order. PO once decision is made. Supplier prepares order on receipt of PO. Supplier initiates order preparation. Supplier create commercial invoice. Prepare the export documents required by the importing country. Select the carrier, make way bill and ship. Arrange customs clearance. The exporter arranges customs clearance of the goods to be shipped before shipping. Documents presented to customs. Necessary documents are shared by exporter with importer, who presents them to customs at the importing country. The exporter obtains the customs clearance and ships the goods, informs the importer goods received and receiving report. On receipt of goods at port, importer arranges clearance through customs by presenting the documents supplied by the exporter, and the buyer initiates payment to the exporter. What are the categories of import? There are three categories of import. Freely importable goods. These goods are free to import and are imported under open general license. Restricted or licensed imports. These goods require license for import. And prohibited items. These goods are not permitted to be imported from other countries. So we have just three categories. One is freely importable goods. That means you just require a permit for import, and then you can keep importing anything on that permit. Restricted, where licensed imports, where you require a license to import such goods, and prohibited items, you cannot import them at all. International Chamber of Commerce, the ICC, publishes a set of Incoterms, officially known as International Commercial Terms. ICC developed Incoterms in 1936 and updates them periodically to conform to changing trade practices. The ICC is a network business organization that reaches more than 45 million companies in more than 170 countries. It is seen as having unparalleled expertise in establishing rules to guide international trade. Incoterms provide a universal set of rules and guidelines that help facilitate trade. In essence, they provide a common language that traders can use to set the terms for their trades. The ICC regularly updates Incoterm contracts, should specify which version they are using. Incoterms 2020 is the latest one. Let's understand the Incoterms. For any mode of transport, Incoterms rules for any mode of transport. There are seven Incoterms for any mode of transport. CIP, carriage and insurance paid to. CPT, carriage paid to. Delivery at place. DAP, DPU, delivered at place and unloaded. DDP, delivered duty paid. Ex works and free carrier is FCA. So let's just slightly understand a little more. Carriage and insurance paid to is paid to destination. CPT, carriage paid to. So here what is happening is, with respect to CIP, the insurance is not covered, but the transport or the freight charges are paid to the destination. Delivered at place. So everything is covered and material is delivered at the required place of the consignee. Delivered at place and unloaded. So material is not only delivered, that means the vehicle is just not reaching your warehouse, there you will also arrange for unloading it to the customer. Delivered duty paid. This means that you have also paid the duty for the customs duty in the importing country. Ex works is where you only call the company or the transporter and your responsibility ends when you have loaded the material at the place of origin from your warehouse onto the transporter's vehicle. Free carrier is where the material is taken care of and the carriage is already paid by the exporting or the seller. Example, DPU indicates that the seller delivers the product goods to a terminal and assumes all the risk and transportation cost until the goods have arrived and unloaded. After that, the buyer assumes the risk transportation to the final location. Incoterms for water transport. The ICC has specific Incoterms rules for inland waterway and sea transport. The Incoterms for sea and inland waterway transport are CFR, cost and freight, CIF, cost, insurance and freight, FAS, free alongside ship, FOB, free on board. CFR, cost and freight, that means the seller has covered the cost and the cost of the goods as well as the freight, which means the payable amount includes the freight up to the destination. CIF includes not only the cost and the freight, but cost, insurance and the freight. Free alongside ship, that means that the responsibility of the seller ended as soon as the material was delivered at the origin port. Free on board is which means that the boarding or rather the loading of the material onto the ship at the port of origin was covered by the seller. Let's understand free on board. Shipment terms indicate that the seller delivers the goods to a vessel and covers all costs until they are loaded on the vessel. The seller also pays for the main carriage. Once on board, the buyer assumes all responsibility for the goods and subsequent costs in the delivery and importation process. What do Incoterms do not cover? There are specific instances that Incoterms will not cover. Incoterms do not address all the conditions of a sale, identify the goods being sold, nor list the contract price, reference the method or timing of payment negotiated between the seller and buyer, determine when the title or ownership of the goods passes from the seller to the buyer, specify which documents must be provided by the seller to the buyer to facilitate the customs clearance process in the buyer's country, address liability for the future to provide the goods in conformity with the contract of sale, delayed delivery or dispute resolution mechanisms. So it's important to understand what all does the Incoterm do not cover. They do not address all the conditions of sale. They do not identify the goods being sold nor the contract price. They do not reference the method or timing of payment negotiated between the seller and the buyer. They do not determine the title or ownership and when it passes to the buyer. They also do not specify which documents must be provided, and they do not address liability for the failure to provide the goods in conformity from the seller to the buyer. Let's look at the difference between Incoterms 2010 and 2020 just to understand what changed with respect to the new 2020 Incoterms which are in force today. There was one change in terminology. The 2010 term delivered at terminal DAT was clarified to the 2020 term delivered at place unloaded DPU. It now includes all places of unloading, not just those in terminals. Incoterm 2020 covers situations where either the buyer or seller transports goods using their own vehicles. In 2010, it was assumed that these services were provided by a third-party carrier. There is also a change in the way that the FCA rule handles the bill of lading. In addition, security-related cost responsibilities have changed. This chart shows where the responsibility of the seller ends and that of the buyer takes over. Pros and cons of Incoterms. The single greatest advantage of using Incoterms is the standardization and specificity of complicated international trade aspects. A notable disadvantage of Incoterms is that buyers and sellers often have different preferences when using them. Sellers may opt for CIF because they understand their shipments better, and buyers may prefer FOB. Let's understand the terms a little more. Easily understood terms, international standardization, updated and clarified periodically by ICC. What are the negatives? Differences between buyer and seller preferences. Certain terms can expose one party to inflated costs. So, to overcome the cons or the negatives of Incoterms, it is better that the buyer and seller agree and discuss and agree to a common Incoterm before business starts and ensure that no one of them is exposed to inflated costs. What is Exim Logistics? In spite of increased trade, India's potential is draining due to logistics. Delays, costs, missed opportunities, it all adds up. Export-import logistics management involves moving goods across borders with precision. It covers transportation, documentation, customs processes, and adherence to regulations forming the core of operations. For India, where trade is expanding rapidly, smooth logistics is essential. It is about ensuring goods arrive at the right place on time while managing costs effectively. Delays can erode trust, which is critical in international trade. Transportation. Let's look at the components of Exim Logistics. Transportation. We know that effective transportation is likely to be a combination of more than one mode of transport based on various factors. For India, the most inexpensive mode is sea transport, suitable for heavy and bulk deliveries. Warehousing. Warehousing provides a place to store goods before they are shipped or delivered. The right warehouse setup lowers costs, reducing storage time and preventing damage. Customs clearance. Customs clearance is a must and includes submitting accurate paperwork, paying duties, and following regulations. Errors in this process can cause delays, fines, or even confiscated shipments. This is a chart which explains the components of Exim Logistics. Let's look at documentation, the next component. The paperwork can feel endless. Streamlining this process with automation saves time and reduces errors, ensuring the shipments stay on schedule. Quality inspections. Ensuring product quality before shipment is critical. Exporters arrange inspections to confirm that the goods meet buyer specifications to build trust with international customers. Insurance. Transit comes with risks. Damage, theft, or loss can happen. A solid insurance plan ensures you are covered against these surprises, protecting the bottom line. Challenges in Exim Logistics. Managing Exim Logistics in India comes with its challenges. Regulatory complexity. Exporters and importers must manage detailed paperwork, customs duties, and product certifications. Infrastructure issues. Congested ports, outdated equipment, and poor connectivity between transport hubs often cause delays. High costs, freight rates, fuel prices, and warehouse fees keep changing. Keeping them under control is tough. Delays in shipments. Transport or customs clearance delays are frequent and upset customers and relationships. Lack of coordination. Poor communication or coordination among various players, suppliers, transporters, customs agents, and buyers is a must. What are the import procedures? The steps involved in importing goods. Obtained EIEC. Prior to importing, first obtain an electronic import-export code, a 10-digit number from the Directorate General of Foreign Trade, which is mandatory. Ensure legal compliance under different trade laws. Items not covered by an open general license are subject to regulation and compliance to rules. Procure import licenses. License for import is determined after classifying under the ITC HS system. File bill of entry and other documents to complete customs clearing formalities. Bill of entry is generated through EDI when supported by PAN and BIN. Import, determine import duty rate for clearance of goods. Obtain an IEC number. What are the export procedures? Obtain an IEC number from the regional joint DGFT, similar to an import process. Check if an export license is required and accordingly apply for the license to the DGFT. An exporter is also required to register with the Indian Chamber of Commerce to obtain non-preferential certificate of origin. Since 2023, the Advance Authorization Scheme enables duty-free import of import of inputs for export. What this means is that you can import material for export in a certain given fixed period of time. The eligibility of inputs is determined by sector-specific norms committees based on input-output norms. The scheme offers a grace period for exporters who, as holders of advance and EPCG, default on their export obligations. Import and export documents. Businesses are required to submit a set of documents for carrying out export and import activities in India. These include commercial documents, those exchanged between the buyer and seller, and regulatory documents for authorities such as the customs, excise, and licensing authorities, as well as the export promotion bodies that help avail export-import benefits. For export of goods from India, bill of lading, airway bill, lorry receipt, railway receipt, postal receipt are the first case requirements. Commercial invoice come packing list, a shipping bill, bill of export, and postal bill of export. For import of goods into India, bill of lading, airway bill, lorry receipt, railway receipt, postal receipt in form CN22 or CN23. Commercial invoice come packing list and the bill of entry. Methods to import to enter export markets. Indirect exporting. The company would not like to be present as an entity in the foreign country, however, try and reach its products to the targeted markets. In this case, this is indirect exporting because the company is not really wanting to establish its brand or its entity as an entity in the foreign country. Export trading company. Where a company would not like to get involved with sales and marketing of their products, they use the services of an export trading company. What does an export ETC do? They purchase the goods, that is, take title ownership of the goods in the exporting manufacturing country, making it a domestic sale for the manufacturing company, and transfer the ownership to the importer in the importing foreign country. So, in other words, this company, this ETC, will purchase the goods from you as in the local market as a domestic sale, and through their own company, transfer it to the exporting country and then hand it over to the importer there. Methods to an export management corporation. An EMC is typically based in the exporting, that is, manufacturing country, and is operating as an export-oriented manufacturer's representative agent for the exporter manufacturer. It does not take title but takes a commission for the sale. Piggybacking. There are two possibilities. A company sets up a manufacturing facility in a foreign market and invites its suppliers to supply locally. The other option, a successful exporter involves one of its suppliers or a company that makes a complementary product in the markets that the exporter has developed. What is an agent? An agent is usually a small firm or an individual located in the importing country, which acts as the manufacturer's representative and gets a commission on sales. Distributor. The distributor is usually a company in the importing country and imports goods from the exporter with a change in title and under his own ownership. They hold inventory and sells them in the country of import. Licensing. Licensing is the granting of intellectual property rights owned by a company to another company for a fee. Marketing subsidiary. An exporter plans to handle sales and marketing and distribution of its goods and opens an office in the foreign country is termed as a marketing subsidiary. Production abroad. An alternative to exporting is production of the product in a foreign country for the company's products or starting its own operations abroad. Subcontracting, contract manufacturing. The exporting company will look for subcontracting or contract manufacturing the product with a domestic manufacturer in the foreign country. Franchising. Franchising is a concept quite similar to licensing, except that the franchisor is granting the rights to a large number of IP items, all bundled together in a business package, to a franchisee who pays royalties for using the IP items. Examples of franchising is the fast food, the multinational fast food brands, McDonald's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, etc. Joint venture. With a joint venture, the exporter invests in a facility abroad but finds one or more partners with whom to share the cost of the venture. Subsidiary. A subsidiary, called a wholly owned foreign enterprise, is an investment of 100% by the foreign company. What is an example of a joint venture? All the automobile manufacturers in India today. Subsidiary. A subsidiary, called a wholly owned foreign enterprise, is an investment of 100% by the foreign company. Companies think about exporting their products to generate more revenue than selling it in India. Any company, before venturing into a market, must carefully assess the benefit and challenges of exporting. Imports can be defined as a goods bought into jurisdiction, especially across a national border. An import for the receiving country is export for the sending country. The International Chamber of Commerce publishes a set of Incoterms, officially known as International Commercial Terms. Incoterms prevent confusion in foreign trade contracts by clarifying the obligations of buyers and sellers. The key components of EXIM logistics: transportation, warehousing, customs clearance, documentation, quality inspections, and insurance. The procedure for import and export activities involves ensuring licensing and compliance before the shipping of goods, arranging for transport and warehousing after the unloading of goods, getting customs clearance and paying taxes before the release of goods. While companies decide on their strategy for exports, it is important as they need to line up the supporting activities based on the type of channels the company plans to use for their entry into the export market. Thank you.